On the agenda at the March 25th City Council meeting was a discussion of a confidentiality agreement or a non-disclosure agreement between Cascade Creek and the City of Wrangell. If signed, the agreement would obligate the city to keep various documents and communications with Cascade Creek confidential. The council at the time chose not to move forward with the agreement after a number of council members spoke out against it. Mayor Tom Sims had said that the city had no agreements with Cascade Creek.
We are in no agreement whatsoever with Cascade Creek. I do believe that Cascade Creek has played us pretty well. The people in Juneau seem to think that we have agreements with Cascade Creek. They've been led to believe that we have agreements with Cascade Creek. I don't know if we'll ever get to a point where we move forward with any kind of agreement with Cascade Creek. But for the record, publicly, it's important to say at this point that we have no agreement whatsoever with Cascade Creek.
At Tuesday's City Council meeting, Duff Mitchell made sure to remind the council that while there may be no agreements yet, there is a resolution. On April 11, 2006, the Wrangell City Council passed a resolution supporting the development of the Thomas Bay Project. Mitchell is a business development director for Cascade Creek.
Specifically to the supporting the development of Thomas Bay Project, it was resolved by the City Council back almost exactly 2 years ago. That the City of Wrangell hereby offers its support for the efforts underway for the private and perhaps combined public sector efforts to construct this long-sought hydroelectric energy facility. And then it said, further be it resolved that the City of Wrangell may consider an equity investment in the Thomas Bay Project through the Thomas Bay Power Authority or similar public body to preserve a future source of energy for public purposes.
One of the problems the City Council had with the non-disclosure agreement was that it would be governed by the laws of Washington State. According to Mitchell, this part of the agreement could be easily changed to the state of Alaska's jurisdiction. Wrangell City Attorney Mitch Seaver raised a concern that the confidentiality agreement could be in conflict with the Public Records Act. Mitchell did not say anything about the Public Records Act, but he did say he conferred with Robin Taylor, who was also at the council meeting, about the Open Meetings Act.
Well, let me tell you what my perspective is with that, and I talked to Robin today. He says the state signs non-disclosure agreements all the time with companies. It's not unordinary either at the state level. Where I see it is that I give you all of our information, you take it, digest it, look it over. Once you've done your review, you give it back if that is an issue where it could be used for open meetings or disclosure.
Mitchell said a non-disclosure agreement is normal at this stage in the process.
The process as we see it is to get a non-disclosure, non-circumvent agreement where we show proprietary information, a very expensive engineering analysis and financial analysis that's been conducted on the project in order to show that and demonstrate that it is a wise use of public funds. And once the non-disclosure agreement and once that information is reviewed, then it allows the city to conduct a due diligence and to evaluate that due diligence and then make a determination whether or not to proceed with an investment or not.
Mayor Sims said he was hesitant to take any action due to the events taking place in the near future, including the upcoming Ford and Pool meeting in Wrangell.
I'm concerned that if we did something at this time, it may cause ramifications in other areas. With Southeast communities that are part of the Ford and Pool or something that Thomas Bay Power Authority may be wanting to do.
Despite this concern, Councilmember Paul Southland said he wanted to move forward.
Personally, I'm still of the opinion I was in December that I want more information. The only way we're going to get that more information is if we get a non-disclosure statement. We've got some concerns that were well voiced at the last council meeting about where the disclosure agreement would be enforced. Obviously, we're in Alaska. We want it enforced in Alaska. Mitch Sievers, our city attorney, had some comments to that non-disclosure statement that I think that we could pass along to Cascade Creek, and at their cost they could incorporate them into the agreement and then return it to us.
Council member Ernie Christian agreed. He said the council should look at what Cascade Creek has to offer and then decide if it's something they want to continue with. City Manager Bob Prunella and Duff Mitchell made a plan to further discuss the non-disclosure agreement during a meeting to take place Wednesday morning. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.